It's another speciality of Python. So it will be position minus 1, minus 2, minus 6. So when we access minus 1, it will return n. How do you read it in plain English? What do you think?
Last.
Mm-hmm. What is the last character of the string? Minus 2, the character before the last, and so on. And you can also use negative indexing with slicing. For instance, minus 3, colon 6, it means we start at position minus 3, which is M, and we go until the very end. So it will be man. How could we simplify this? Try to simplify this slicing. Colon?
Yeah.
Colon and closing bracket. Yeah. So you can write minus 3 colon. Start here, and if it's missing, then go until the very end. Okay. It means that start at the very beginning and go until position minus 3, but it's not included. So we go until T. It will be bad. You can also, let's try to extract ATM using negative indexing. It's your turn. Use negative indexing only.
Minus 5 and minus 2.
Minus 5 and?
Minus 2.
Minus 2, yeah. From minus 5 we are going, it's not included, until minus 3, ATM. And you can also mix up positive and negative indexing. So let's extract ATM and let's use here a positive index and here a negative index. Yeah, what do you think? The first one should be a positive index. Yeah, it's one. The second one a negative. ATM, it's not included, so minus 2. Mm-hmm. 1 colon minus 2. Okay. How do you read it in plain English? What do we want to extract? Young man? Yeah?
Everything from the third character from the end of the...
Mm-hmm. And what is that in a simpler English? T? take the last three characters. Mm-hmm. That's it. What is this in plain English? Take everything except the last three characters. Okay? From the beginning, take everything, but do not take the last three characters. Mm-hmm. What is this? In plain English, everything except the last character. So the result will be a shorter string which doesn't contain the last character. An interesting note: if you do this colon n and n colon, if you concatenate them, you will always get back the original string. And n can be positive or negative also. Homework, think it over. Why and how it works. And now there is an exercise that we should solve. You should start solving. It is string1.py. So let's go to my homepage. Go to Python exercises. And here, strings one. Strings one. Here you can download the source code. If you use a browser, of course you use that, right click, save link as, and then you can download the file. It has a strange extension, you will have to rename it. So the extension should be .py, simply .py, string1.py. And when it's done, launch it, execute it. There was a problem in the source code. Here in UTF-8, the dash was missing. So here, add the dash, UTF-8, and then it will work. Execute it, and you should see this result. I would like to see this on your screen everywhere. Good. So here, let's open the source code and let's see what happens. So we have here four functions, and the body of the functions is missing. Your job will be to complete these functions. Here you have a description what the function should do, what is the input, what is the output, what is the expected output. So you will have to implement these functions. Let's go down to the bottom. Main function is called. Okay. And here in the main, we have several tests. Let's see the donuts function. We call donuts with a value 4. And these functions will have to return a string. It's a common mistake that my students make, that they want to produce the result to the standard output. They print the result. You don't have to print the result. You have to create a string, and the donuts function and the other functions will have to return this string instead of printing. Return them. So donuts 4 is called. Okay. It returns a string. And here is the expected output. This is what it should return. And we pass these two strings to the function test. So test receives two strings. The string that you produced and the string that was expected. They are compared. If they are good, okay, it's printed. Otherwise, an X will be printed. And then we use string formatting that we have already seen. So, your job is to start with donuts, write the body of this function, and when you think you are ready with donuts, execute it immediately. And if these X's turn into OK, then you did a good job. And then you can go on to the next function, both ends. So go step by step. First, write donuts. And when you are ready and when it works fine, go on only in that case. If you want to solve all these four functions immediately, and then you try to run it, it will be full of errors. So go step by step. If you are ready, there is a continuation of this exercise, string2.py. You can continue with that. But if you are ready, raise your hand and I would like to see your solution. So the first one is donuts. Oh, I forgot to mention something. There is a strong connection between the negative indexing and the positive indexing. The length of the string is 6. 6 minus 1 is 5. 6 minus 2 is 4. And so on. 6 minus 5 is 1. 6 minus 6 is 0. So a negative index can be converted to positive easily. knowing the size of the length of the string. If you are ready with donuts, with the donuts function, raise your hand. I would like to see that. Mm-hmm. Try to use a string format thing, if you can, instead of concatenation. Concatenation is also good, but string formatting is more elegant.
Just is okay. I kind of manipulated the testing string.
But we do not pass anything. Count is here as a parameter. Use that value. We do not pass any command line parameter.
I took it all of them.
Oh, good. You can continue with string 2.
Yeah.
Did you use Python before?
I started with it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When you were lecturing, I started with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then this return is not necessary.
Yeah.
It's never executed. The problem is that you want to print to the screen, but if you produce the string, it should be returned as a return value.
Yeah.
So try to create a string with the result and return that string.
Mm-hmm. I originally had that.
Yeah, it's the same problem that you print it to the screen.
Yes.
But you should return the string.
I haven't.
Uh huh. Try
but
that.
But I didn't format it.
It looks better.
Yeah, it works.
Uh huh. Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would put this S
Yeah.
Number of donuts to here.
Ah.
And then you do not need that S variable.
That's interesting.
The indentation
error means that there is some problem with the indentation.
Let's see.
Ah, you see,
okay, so
these are spaces.
Okay.
But this is a tab.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I actually thought I used tabs all the time. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Could somebody write on the board the first function, donuts? So as a parameter, we get a number. Is it okay? Okay. Donuts.
That one is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.